Okay, we'll call the meeting to order. Mr. Crawford, would you please lead us in the pledge? Okay, there are no announcements out of closed session. We'll move to comments from board members. Mr. Allison?
What, hear me? Just a couple of things. Like, you know, we are spending tens of thousands of dollars bringing people in to do professional development and different things, which is great. I support that 100%. But I remember when I was a teacher, you know, so many of these things that we did, the people came from outside the area, and they really didn't have an understanding of what our students really needed. And a lot of times, you know, we would be talking to each other at our tables, you know, saying, you know, this is kind of a waste of time. But the stuff was good, but a lot of the stuff was just kind of a rehash of stuff that we had learned in college, you know, taking education classes. So I honestly think that we need to get more teachers and other staff members involved in this. And I think we're doing that, okay, in some of the programs that we're doing. I think that's great, so I'm 100% for that. The other thing that I was thinking about, I mean, now looking at this, is that we have we're spending almost $2 million on groceries for kids, which I think is great. But I remember when I was a teacher, you know, walking by bins and just looking and seeing all the wasted food that was wasted there. I'd like to see us somehow consider some kind of program, like up at Shady Creek and Woodleaf, they had a program that was called Goober, and they had competition between the different groups of kids to have the least amount of goober, of wasted food. And if we could figure out some kind of thing that we could have competition somehow between the schools, and I'm not really even sure what the dynamics of this would be, how we would do this, but we could, you know, somehow come up with some kind of a program for the whole district, you know, in different, you know, elementary schools, middle schools, even the high schools, to not goober, but something, maybe it could be goober, but to have competitions and have some kind of a prize for the schools that have the least amount of garbage, you know, going, because the stuff just gets thrown away and you get, this is food that could go anywhere. I mean, like the stuff we save, maybe we could give them to a swine farmer or something. I mean, I'm sure somebody in the community would want the stuff, you know? I mean, I used to bring stuff like that home for my chickens. So, whatever. So anyways, those are my comments.
Okay, Mr. Rasmussen.
So I was looking back through our governance handbook draft that we have, and it's kind of the protocols for board members, and it looks like I don't remember if it was last year, maybe we handed out a copy of it and was going to take a look at revising. It looks like this is 2013. We're still in the draft mode. And thinking about, you know, all the new board members, I even kind of consider myself a new board member trying to get my feet wet. I think it would be good if we set a time to try to revisit it and maybe take a look at that governance handbook to make sure us as a board are doing things efficiently and, you know, properly. So not sure when we could, maybe even if we had a regular scheduled board meeting, come in a couple hours early to try to take a look at it so we don't have to take another day out of our calendar. But maybe if we could look at trying to at least meet or take a look at it sometime in September would probably be a good idea. If we could start working on it, because I would think a lot of the new board members are going to be wanting to get out of schools, out and visit schools, and just making sure we're doing things appropriately, and we're all on the same page. So maybe in September, or I'm not sure how we would schedule it, but or what would be the easiest if we did it before a regular scheduled meeting. I assume we could do that, have a workshop prior to a...
I think that's a great idea.
Okay.
Yeah, it would be considered a board study session, and so we can absolutely put that on prior to our regular agenda.
Okay. So maybe we could send something out to see if in September, if maybe board members would be willing or eager to do that. Thank you.
Yeah, Mr. Fleury.
Yeah, I would like to tag on to what Mr. Allenson said. I do see some of the waste in the schools, and I know it's hard. Having come from a homeless background and see this food wasted really does bother me. I visited several cafeterias and do see that at least they can do something with it. And I noticed I work in the peach industry, agricultural industry, the waste with what goes on the ground really bothers me. Tons after tons go on the ground. Orchards are being abandoned this year, and it's just so much waste. And then I work down the river bottoms with people that are homeless. It's just sad to see we have so much waste. I don't know what we can do, but it's something worth looking into. Also, I would like to comment on the blacktopping that was done by the bus garage and around. Many people have noticed it. When you blacktop that, it was such a well-known thoroughfare with potholes. They have brought it to my attention several times. One thing being out all around the district, I hear things. People that are working in the peach stations will mention that. Also about our free food, I've heard a lot about what a good program it is, the free food, and how lucky we are that our district does that, and I let them know we have a good nutrition supervisor. Also, living in front of Lyndhurst, I pop in there and watch the renovation going on. They're doing the office, and they have mentioned to me that one of the girls was out there and brought to Travis's attention how bad the front office was, the rugs and that. They said within an hour, he came back, said, we'll see what we can do. And they're redoing that whole office. And kids had dropped in one day when I was there, and they said, it's just amazing that people are paying attention about upgrading this school. And I've heard that a lot from parents this summer and what we've done. So I'm very proud of that. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Crawford.
Just quickly to probably add on to Mr. Fleury's remarks. If you go by the soccer fields, anybody that lives in my part of town can't believe how comfortable it is to ride compared to last year's bump and dodge. As far as getting thrown away food, it always amazed me since 1974 when I started. The kid will get his spicy chicken sandwich, but he'll take his apple and he'll throw it away. I mean, it would always be the toss. And I go, hey, why? Give it to me, but then you can't reuse it again. It's always been, but maybe your goober idea is sometimes more. Give it a try.
Ms. Scott?
I'm good, thank you.
Mr. Davis? Okay, we'll move on to opportunity for employee organizations to address the board. Marysville Unified Teachers Association, Operating Engineers Local number 3, California School Employees Association 326-648, Association of Management and Confidential Employees, Supervisory Unit, no public comment cards, Superintendent's Report.
I have none tonight, thank you.
Okay, we'll move on to the approval of minutes from the regular board meeting of June 27th, 2017. If there are no additions or deletions, is there a motion?
Move to approve.
Motion by Mr. Crawford, second by Mr. Allison. All those in favor?
Aye.
7 yes. Consent agenda, we're gonna pull student services number 1, categorical services number 5. Does anybody want anything else pulled? If not, is there a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Davis, is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Fleury, all those in favor?
Aye.
7 yes. We'll go back to student services number 1. Dr. Todd.
I just wanted to make sure that the board was clear, because it's not in the write-up, it is in the backup documentation, but the amount for this particular contract is $6,887. So wanted that to be reflected in the minutes.
Okay, thank you. Any questions on that? Okay, then is there a motion on student services number one in the consent agenda?
Move to approve.
Motion by Mr. Crawford is our second.
Second.
Second by Mr. Davis. All those in favor?
Mr. Boom, can we have just a little more discussion?
Oh, sure.
My apologies, sir.
No, no, that's fine. I was trying to get to the proper page. So the total fee is $6,887. That's including the $4,000. Oh,
hi.
Hi, Tony.
Hi. Tony Veneer is here, too.
So that's the total, and sorry about that, that I neglected to put that in the board agenda item. That's the total for the first year, and that includes the startup cost of $4,000. And then years following, it's a per pupil amount based on our December 1st student count, which tends to remain right around 1,300. So the cost will go down.
1,300 students?
Students with IEPs.
So Tony, I was noticing too, it looks as though it's, and I guess we're always probably right around there, but we have 2016 numbers in here. Seemed like we would have that number for 2017.
What we do whenever we count our, it's based on December 1 of the previous year. And that is how statistics work for special ed data management.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
You'll also find that with our CDE numbers, our California Department of Education, it's always a year in the rears that they're reporting on our student achievement.
Any other questions or comments? Okay, we've had a motion by Mr. Crawford, a second by Mr. Davis. All those in favor?
Aye.
7 yes. Then we'll move on to categorical services number 5, Dr. Todd.
Again, this is being pulled and brought to the board's attention so that you can see that the total dollar amount is $27,915. We had to calculate tax, and there was some discussion, so that's why it was not placed in the actual background verbiage. There is a difference in the tax for Marysville and a difference in the delivery tax for Lyndhurst. So it's being delivered to Lyndhurst, so that's why if you look at the document on page 103, you'll see that there is no tax calculated in that form.
Amazing you caught that, and you're right, too.
So Dr. Todd, just a question on page 104. It looks as though it has a grand total of 26,039. Is that?
That's the amount without the tax for the Lyndhurst area.
Yes.
So the tax, when calculated in, is 27,915 and 30 cents.
Thank you.
Okay, are there any other questions? Okay, so categorical services number 5, is there a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Davis. Is there a second? Second by Ms. Scott. All those in favor?
Aye.
7 yes. And I believe there is no new business, so meeting's adjourned.
Oh.